But that's what we was raised on. It don't seem like that long, but it sure was.
What other kind of bread would people make at home besides cornbread?
Well, they used to make biscuits, you know. Used to make biscuits. You take cornbread and biscuits was the outstanding thing in the family's house then. Biscuits and cornbread. Well, you take, after we grew up a little bit, well, we was in teenagers. My wife my mother used to bake it was kind of light bread, but they used to make this flour and put peas in it, you know, and let it set overnight, and that stuff would rise way up there. Then she would bake that, you know, roll it and stick it in the stove, bake that, you know, and cut off. But that was kind of a Sunday.
Did you get that?
I did.
You say you cooked that for Sunday?
That was our Sunday bread. We didn't eat that through the week then. We didn't eat it on, now it wasn't every Sunday. Just every once in a while she would bake that bread.
There was light bread?
Light bread. She would bake it. But the way they would do it, she'd roll it, you know. She'd roll that dough and get it about that long. And so big, you know. And she would stick it in the oven and bake it. Get it, man.
When you have time, huh?
That's right. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Did people back when you were growing up ever make pancakes or hotcakes for breakfast, or was it just biscuits?
When I was coming up in our home, Mama, she just made biscuits. She made biscuits for breakfast. We would have biscuits, meat, and syrup for breakfast. And that was outstanding food and corn then, you know. With us poor folks, we and it didn't bother me. I loved that. You can take my dad. We raised our sweet potatoes. We raised corn. And we have grits made from the corn and sweet potatoes. And we go out here and wait for syrup. We never didn't get no money. We just go out there and we kids wait and we get a gallon of syrup a day. You know, each one of us would get a gallon of syrup. Well, if there's five of us, we have 5 gallons of syrup. We come on that syrup. It'll last a long time, you know. And
where'd 5 gallons of syrup come in?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you carry it?
In a gallon bucket with a handle on it. Yeah, metal gallon bucket with a lid and a handle on it. And we would wait. Well, we didn't raise too much hog.